Welcome to the Anderson Nigeria Digest podcast. Anderson Nigeria Digest is a series of written articles which provide insights into the Nigerian government's economic and regulatory interventions and provide useful analysis for organizations and businesses. Enjoy!
Hello everyone, thanks for joining us. My name is Kaede Olaide. This article discusses the concept of global minimum top-up tax as a key tax transparency driver for ESG reporting. The global minimum top-up tax is an international tax reform under the Pillar 2 tax mechanism that aims at ensuring a fairer and even distribution of taxable profits across jurisdictions that multinationals operate in. It is also an assessment that qualifying multinationals would have to undergo, and this is classified under three dynamic assessments: the what dynamics, the who dynamics, and the how dynamics. Let's see the what dynamics. This is a reform that tests to see if the group of subsidiaries for a multinational corporation have paid a minimum of 15% on the income realized from the particular jurisdiction they operate in. Let's see the who dynamics. Every large multinational group of companies that have a consolidated revenue balance of 715 million euro or more in at least two of the last four financial years of reporting would need to be assessed for a possible minimum top-up tax payment. Let's see the how dynamics. For all qualifying multinationals that are within the aforementioned threshold and that will be subjected to the assessment, the average of the effective tax rate of all the subsidiaries within the group would be computed. And if this is less than 15%, the shortfall would be netted off against the 15% benchmark, and the resulting difference, which is termed the top-up rate, would be charged against the group. This assessment enhances what is actually referred to as tax transparency, which is a key sustainability metric under the governance pillar of ESG reporting that capital markets, finance providers, government authorities, and other relevant stakeholders actually look out for. In conclusion, with the wave of sustainability reporting taking center stage this year and the effects of the Pillar 2 international tax reform coming into full-fledged disclosure this year as well, there is no better time for large multinationals to strategically position their business as a tax transparent and compliant entity, which in turn enhances their ESG story by undergoing these minimum top-up tax tests. Thank you for listening to the Anderson Digest podcast.
Anderson Nigeria is an independent tax and business advisory firm with a worldwide presence through the member firms and collaborating firms of Anderson Global. Watch out for more episodes.